You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No Filter Friday. Here's Catherine on the phone. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're good.
Oh, we're good. Really it's a good. Fun Friday. It's going to be nice weather this weekend. Denver's going to be like close to 60 tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm going to get my slip and slide out. How are you doing? What's up with you?
Well, I'm hoping for good weather on Sunday because, so actually, I kind of have a plea if anybody's into falconry. I'm looking for, so my husband and I own a couple Taste of Philly restaurants.
Are you
here
just
in Denver,
calling
so,
for free advertising?
Wait. This is not
help.
A plug,
I
right?
I really need help. Well. What's that?
I said this is not a plug because we're cracking down on people using our No Filter Friday to plug their business.
Okay, so I need help. So I have this idea that at the restaurant that on Sunday that we have an eagle there and we feed it a cheesesteak, like maybe raw, but just feed it like it's the most Philly, like American thing ever. And so I need somebody who has an eagle that will bring it to the
Well, are eagles allowed to eat Philly cheesesteak sandwiches?
Well, that's my question. That's why I need somebody.
I'm going to say no.
Plus, the only way anyone could do it with your plea is that if you then turn around and say the name of your restaurant. So now you are using No Filter Friday to plug your restaurant.
I just need an eagle. I won't tell
and
them
you
where it's
right. Seriously
but
think
how
somebody
are they
has
supposed
an,
to reach you?
Do you think somebody seriously has an eagle laying around their house?
Yeah. Well, I think that there are people. I have been to the Broadmoor. They do falconry there. I've met people. There are people around with eagles. I know.
Dom and I had our picture. Remember that picture we took with the eagle, Dom? Where was that?
Oh, yeah.
Stock show.
Yeah.
There's this
the stock
stupid
show?
Picture of Dom and I standing there with an eagle.
You know, there's got to be something you can Google, Catherine, for, you know, rent an eagle. I mean, there's got to be.
A local one with this short of notice, though.
Well, get on Next Door or something and say, hey, anybody know somebody with an eagle?
Yeah, just get all over social media. Somebody will know someone. I guarantee
that
you.
Legal.
Probably should make sure that they can eat the cheesesteak sandwich, too.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Concerned about every angle of this call,
like
Catherine.
I don't like any of this, Catherine.
Okay. Well.
You're a good sport. Thank you for letting
Thanks
us
for
bust
calling
your chops. We appreciate
that's
you.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Well,
just,
that's all
you
right.
know, here's the thing. Social media, you can post that and
you'll somebody
spread
will be like, hey, my brother-in-law has an eagle.
Right. I need some falconry, as she called it. I mean, somebody will know someone.
Somebody's into it with those big leather gloves walking around.
Oh, gracious. Catherine, thank you for the call. Here's Justin. Justin, good morning. Welcome to No Filter Friday.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
We're good, J-Bone.
It's a great day. What's on your mind today?
Well, first off, you during the Mindbender there, you had mentioned a special shout out to somebody who put down Paul Rudd because he wants to know his skincare routine. That was me.
Oh, do you? Okay, do you want soft, silky, smooth skin? Is that what you're looking for?
I mean, the guy doesn't age ever.
We had a bit on him during the trending report this week. He was talking about how he keeps that youthful glow, and I think he attributed it just to sleep. He's like, you got to.
That's right.
You got to.
You're right.
It was rest and recovery, essentially. He's gotten really into working out, but he's like, you've got to get your 8 hours a night so your skin looks good and everything about
Justin,
you looks
do you
good.
Sleep 8 hours a night?
Oh, heck no. I got a 6-year-old kid.
Yeah, you're going to look like
six.
You're 90 before
six,
you know
they should
it.
Be sleeping through the night, though.
Yeah,
well, no,
but
he is, but I mean, I don't get 8 hours of sleep.
He tosses and turns.
Yeah, I don't either. I got pretty good looking skin, though. I just use regular old Cetaphil and a little oil of Olay, buddy. Put some oil of Olay on there. I don't care if I lose my man card, but I like the oil of Olay all over my face.
Well,
my wife is Japanese, and so she's got a really good skincare routine, and she keeps trying to get me to try all these Japanese products.
Like what?
Oh, I don't even know. I can't read it. It's all in kanji.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. You don't even know what you're putting on your face.
My wife gives me crap because she gets mad at me because I don't pay attention to my skin. I don't even wash my face, technically, except when I'm taking a shower. I don't do any of that. But she says it's just the Mediterranean blood that I have because, you know, my family's from Italy. And she says, you've got Mediterranean skin. She goes, and I hate you for it.
But I will tell you, Justin, that Dom's had a little bit of ketchup on his cheek for like 2 weeks because he doesn't wash his face. It's like ketchup. It's right there. It's been there 2 weeks.
It's olive oil.
It's ketchup.
I've got ketchup. I got a story for you guys too.
Okay.
You had talked about I think you mentioned a bidet in one of your bits a couple weeks ago.
Jeremy said he wants one.
I do want one.
Yeah, that's what it was. So I have a story about that. So I was a young, dumb sailor, and I was stationed in Japan. And this was like circa 2007, 2008. And I got myself a house off base. And I went into the house, and I was looking around, you know, just discovering what the house had to offer. And I went into the restroom, and I see this thing that's around the toilet seat, yeah. But I don't quite understand. I'm like, well, I think that's a bidet, but I didn't know how to operate it because, I mean, all the buttons are in Japanese. And so I lean down, and I'm looking at it. You know, my face is over the toilet bowl, and I'm like, well, what does this button do?
Here we go.
And I press the button, and this little wand comes out and just goes, and sprays me right in the face.
You had fecal in your mouth.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to brush my teeth immediately, Justin.
Justin, thank you for calling me. Hope you have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks for the
laugh. Thank you for supplying the Paul Rudd answer. It's really funny. Sweet. I always get emails and sometimes text messages from people who get excited when their poll answer gets mentioned on the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that's cool. Good for you. I'm glad. Here's Christina. Christina, good morning and welcome.
Hello. Hi, good morning, boys.
Hi,
good morning,
Christina.
Boys.
Hello to
Hello,
you.
Christina.
What's going on this weekend? You doing anything for the big game?
No, probably not.
All right, then.
I'm a big football fan.
What else is going on?
No plan so far, just some good old rest and relaxation.
Okay, good. Right. What do you do for a living?
This weekend, I finally will get to not work for, like, the first time in a year.
What?
You've
worked 7 days
a
week for a year?
7 days a week for a year, yep.
What
so
do you
do? I own a business, and I also work full-time. And I work full-time.
Oh, my goodness. Job,
what's
so.
Your business?
Wow.
What's your business?
What's your private business?
Yeah.
My business is an edible company. I don't know if I could say that on the radio.
Like pot
you
weed.
You just did.
The pot weed.
Yes, the pot weed.
All right.
Well, that's interesting.
You know, people
so
talk about how
that
industry.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
They talk about how that industry has been hurting lately. Have you found that?
Not for me, thankfully. We have a pretty innovative product, so we're things are picking up for us. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm glad you get some rest and relaxation.
I do
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of want to know what it makes it innovative.
I'll have to send you a message on Facebook with a link. You can check it out. I don't want to be the guy or the girl who promotes my business on the radio.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean,
you can tell us the one thing that makes it unique without plugging the business. Like, does it have, like, monkey turds in it or something? I mean, what is it?
Mm.
No, it's a first-to-market cannabis. They're Skittles and M&M's. Basically, no one has done that yet. So.
No one has done the
M&M's. That's because they'll get sued.
Isn't that like there's some sort of copyright issue with that, right?
You can't market there, Brett.
They're called like Spittles instead.
They're called something else.
They're called Schmems and Schmems.
Schmems and Schmems.
Bro.
So it's that type of product.
All right. That's
okay.
Great.
All right.
Good
listen, we're just having fun.
That's okay. Whatever.
What else is on your mind today, Christina?
So I have a question for Dom. I sent you a message on Facebook. So I also am a published author. I self-published my first cookbook, and it did pretty well. I think I sold like just over 2,000 copies, but
great.
You know, it cost me a lot of money to publish it, and I'm trying to go traditional this time. I did find someone who was accepting non-fiction submissions, and I submitted my second manuscript, but didn't hear anything back. I wonder. Dom, since you're big into publishing, do you have any tips on getting a literary agent? Because it just seems a very scary.
Christina,
process.
This is a way, way, way bigger question than we could do here on this show.
Okay.
So, shoot me another Facebook message on my personal page, and I will write back to you, and I will share everything that I know.
That would be great. Thank you, Dom.
Yeah, and congratulations on the success you've had. Good for you.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, see you later.
Oh, did she hang up?
Oh no, we lost her.
She hung up.
Oh nuts.
Yeah, that would take like an hour to answer. So I would love to answer it, but I can't on the radio. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Nikki.
What are you doing this weekend? Hi. Anything fun?
So tonight, my two daughters are going over to their grandparents for the night. So it'd be just me and my husband for the first time in like 3 years.
Hey, a little date night.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to try to do an early Valentine's night celebration tonight.
Well, that's good. We just had a story in the Turning Report about how important it is to have date nights. It's what mm-hmm. makes your marriage last. So mm-hmm. good for you guys. But
so what do you
years,
guys have so. Planned? I mean, I know what you have planned, but other than that, what do you have planned?
That's pretty much about it. We're not huge football people, so we'll probably maybe tune in to the Super Bowl, just kind of like possibly just to watch like the commercials and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, are you going out somewhere for a date?
Yeah,
do you have any kind of date plans?
Dinner or anything?
So what we'll probably end up doing tonight is we'll probably just end up like ordering something and just bringing it home just so we can just kind of relax in comfy clothes and not have to like worry about being dressed up and around. People.
Well, so we might. I guess that sounds nice. Yeah, getting away from the public. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah,
that's
so
nice.
We might order something, maybe do like some Outback and bring it home, and then maybe sit and watch The Last of Us or the Netflix series You or something like that.
Okay. Isn't it funny?
Well, that sounds
when
nice.
You finally get like an alone kind of date night thing, and what you're most excited about is comfy clothes,
yep.
food, and your show.
Just vegging on the couch.
It's just like your show.
Well, it's like that, all of that, and then you can just sit there for a second and be like, oh my God, the house is so quiet.
And clean.
It's clean and quiet.
It's clean and quiet.
And nobody is asking for anything.
I'm around our youngest. Our youngest is 3, and I'm around her 24/7 because I work from home. I do a in-home child care, and so I'm constantly around her. So it's kind of nice for one day, mm-hmm. you know, a year, yeah. if that, to be away from her and not hear constantly, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I know. I feel you.
You know, my stepdaughter is a nanny, and many, many times she has been hired by stay-at-home moms who work from home, and they just want to get their work done. And so mm-hmm. she's there nannying the child, but the mom is either upstairs or downstairs, you know, doing her job.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. So
yeah.
I'll tell you the text I got from my wife this morning, Nikki, which is oddly enough from Knickknack, Nicole, that she said she's got to go to Target today. And she sent me a text about how excited she is to be able to go to Target without any of the kids. She's dropping
right.
them off at school. She's like, and without me, you know, and she's going to go to Target alone today. She's like, I'm going to save
That's
her.
That's a dream. That's a dream outing.
Yes, it is. I was like, good for you.
Oh, my God. Nikki,
yeah, I get like the 1 or 2 hours away from the kids, like on Sunday, to go grocery shopping.
Well, you know what?
That's my
you're a good mom. So good for you.
You are.
You're a great.
Listen,
mom.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a fun date weekend. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Thank you. See, that's good. We have time for one more, and it's Robin. Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi,
Robin. Rockin' What's
Robin.
On your mind?
I don't know. I decided to call. I've been listening for a while, and I've called in and tried to do the Mind Bender before, and I've never gotten through, so this is the first time I've ever gotten through.
Well, welcome.
How does it feel?
I text you guys a lot, all the snarky stuff. So I just texted you yesterday, Dom, about the litter box.
Oh, yeah, you wanted him to get an
About the special one that you can buy that will clean it for you and everything?
That's a good idea.
It's like $500, but it's totally worth it.
It's money well spent. If we ever got another cat, that's what I would totally do because I hate scooping the litter box.
I got to tell you, it doesn't bother me that much when you find the right litter.
Right.
And I found one that works that I really like. It's quick, easy, smell-free.
Painless. Does it clump? Is it clumping?
It clumps perfectly.
That's life-changing, buddy. Good for you.
And I'm happy with it. So I probably would put that $500 into going out and buying some, like, bullet bourbon or something.
Fair enough.
So what's a long time? You said you've been listening for a long time.
About 5 years, probably. When I started this job that I'm doing right now, I started working mornings. Before, I used to work later in the day. So now I work mornings. So I drive around a lot for work. So I listen to you guys all morning. You guys crack me up.
Well, that makes us feel really good. It means the world to us, Robin. Thank you so much for that.
Do you have a question for us or anything?
No, not really. Jeremy came on before you put me on hold, and I thought it was Josh, and I was going to give Josh some crap about his mindbender issues.
He does have issues, doesn't he?
He needs to step up his game.
Whoa!
He'll get it eventually. Yeah. He just needs to focus a little more, I think.
Maybe he needs to stop thinking about the girlfriend so much and focus.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, Robin. He's got this, he's got this fresh new love. He's head over heels in love, and I think it's kind of clouded his brain a little bit.
Yeah,
It's cute.
Yeah, but, if you met Caitlin, you'd understand. She's a total catch, and he is dating way up.
Way up, yeah.
He's way up, dating up, so.
Oh, and that first caller, Catherine, you can let her know I'm willing to dress up like an eagle to eat the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
There it is.
Good for you.
There it is.
That's it. That brought it home for us, Robin. Thank you. You have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Robin.
Bye.
Bye. Keep the text coming.
I loved all of those calls today.
They were very nice.
And we didn't have to play Jingle Bell Rock.